just sit down together here. What did I bring with me this morning? What is it? That's close. It's a tube of toothpaste. Now, I have a question for you. Have any of you ever wondered how much toothpaste there is in a whole tube of toothpaste? And have you ever wanted to squeeze it all out at once? I know I did when I was your age growing up. Well, this is your opportunity. We're going to find out. So I need some helpers this morning. Who's going to help me? Let me take a turn and squeeze all the toothpaste out. Come on, squeeze it all. Everybody can get a turn. Let's squeeze it all out. Squeeze as hard as you can. Okay, how about somebody else? Would you like to take a turn? Squeeze as hard as you can. Okay, let's let the other... We'll all get a chance. Would you like to help? I think somebody does. Would you like to help? How about you? Do you want to help? Okay, come on. We're all going to squeeze all the toothpaste. Go ahead. Squeeze as hard as you can. See if you can get it all out. Who else? Finish it up. Squeeze as hard as you possibly can. Let's get it all out. Now, I'll bet if you ask Mom or Dad, could I do this, they'd say, no. What do you think? Does money grow on trees? I know because I bought this tube of toothpaste, and it is expensive when we're laying up. Do we have any bit more that we can get out? Just a little bit more. Did you think there was that much toothpaste in this tube of toothpaste? No. And surprise you how much there is. Okay, I need one more helper to do it. Yeah, all right, okay. Take all the toothpaste and put it back in the tube. Could you do that? You know, boys and girls, that reminds me that squeezing the toothpaste out of the tube is sort of like the words that we sometimes say. You know, sometimes we don't think, and to a friend we'll say, oh, you're ugly, or you're stupid. Maybe we say that to a brother or a sister. Or, I don't want you to play on my team because you stink at soccer or baseball. You ever said something like that? I know I've said words that are hurtful. And when we say words that are hurtful, we can ask God to forgive us and we can ask the other person to forgive us. But those words are like the toothpaste that we squeezed out of the tube. They're there and the hurt is there. We can also say nice words, words that share the joy and love of Jesus. You're really smart at science. You're a good ball player. Or we can go up to Mom and Dad on a busy Saturday and say, I know you're really busy. Is there anything extra I can do to help? The words that we speak mean a lot. When I was your age in the church I grew up in near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we used to sing a little song that said, oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. For our Heavenly Father up above is looking down with love. So be careful, little tongue, what you say. Should we pray together? Gracious Heavenly Father, may the words that we speak this week, may they be words that share your love and your joy. And may they be words that are pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you can go back.